Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We haven't not done it.
Yeah, I mean, I've totally put out an awful show before.
The one or two earlier ones there was, you know,
that are no longer in existence.
And the one with Jared, it sounded
it was canny. It was tin canny.
Super tin canny.
Yeah. I looked at that episode as if, like, if you would have seen the mess that it was before I came in and tidied it up, you'd have been like, man, that came out awesome.
Like, I remember talking about that episode with you before, and you were so, like, crushed by the opinion that it sounded crappy.
Yeah, because I did so much to make it sound so much better than what it was, and instead of being like, hey, man, like, you somehow pulled that shit, like, you at least saved the life. Like, they might not be in the best condition, but, like, you saved it. But instead, you were like, man, that fucking sounded awful, and
sounded
I was just like...
That sounded crappy.
I was like, oh, man...
I didn't hear it before.
Okay.
I had no comparison. Can't hold that against
me. If you were to do a comparison, it would really well.
Ifs and stuffs. Ifs.
So, yeah.
Ifs and buts.
So, I mean, I will put this out if it sounds like crap. I'm fine.
I'm fallen, and I can't get up.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle, and I am sitting here in the room testing out this brand new Zoom. It's called a Zoom H6. It's
not a Microsoft Zoom. It's not a Zoom.
No. Which failed miserably.
It's a Zoom. Like, Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
We're testing it out over, like, the built-in mic, the thing, or the clip-on mic. Because we're getting new microphones over the course of... I'm getting new microphones tomorrow.
We're getting new equipment.
We're getting new gear.
Keeping It 99 is getting new gear in 2019. Just when you thought we went away forever.
March 23rd commemorates 3 years of doing this.
When is that? That's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
We're going to do a 3-year...
Fuck yeah, we are.
...banger.
Fuck yeah, we are.
I feel like this show should be the segue between season 2 and whatever 3 is going to be.
You know
and
what?
And our first episode of 3 should be on our 3rd-year anniversary.
I like that. This is the,
This is our say goodbye to season 2. Hello to issue 3.
We'll call it... I mean, technically, this can be a finale. Oh, season 2.
Yeah.
A farewell to the episodes that we did.
This is the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2 finale. Finally. You've waited long enough. We put them out like The Walking Dead does.
Right?
We, like, put out half a season and then make you wait 6 months for the other half of the season. And then make you wait a year and a half for another season.
Yeah. But once season 3 kicks off, we have gear.
It works for them.
Yeah, because we're going to be putting out probably, I think we're shooting for weekly.
I pressed the wrong button. I pressed the button.
That's not the right button.
That's what she said.
It's been a while, but we're back. We're back in black. The weather's getting better. I'm more excited about going to shows. Going to shows in the fall and the wintertime sucks dick in Ohio. Like, it just fucking
Doing
blows.
Anything in the wintertime in Ohio sucks.
Oh, my God.
I'm depressed during the wintertime in Ohio. And, like, I don't drive a legit car that you can rely on. So then the fucking roads are all fucked up. And I broke a fucking shock on the way out here.
Seriously?
It has to be a shock. Something is now rattling in the front left side of my fucking Jeep after I hit a fucking chuck hole down on fucking that road, the H1. Howard. Fucking Howard. So, yeah, you know, I just don't want to go outside when it's fucking cold.
No.
And, you know,
Nobody does. Turn on the light here.
So how you been, dude?
Dude, I am doing well. I'm doing well.
Everything is super shitty in the wintertime. I'll apologize since we haven't been around for a while to our lovely listeners because it's always me is the reason. It's never you that's the reason that I'm not around. Like, you're always ready to go. It doesn't matter, like, if you're working in the back of the fucking sub's kitchen, I imagine you're ready to record.
Yeah.
At pretty much at any given time.
Yeah, I do like doing this.
Yeah. A little bit, and I know that. But then I live all the way out there and it's wintertime and I'm like, fuck everything.
Right.
So.
But we got new gear. You have a computer.
It's a nice day out.
You have a computer.
if the weather was shining and there's barely any snow anywhere, dude.
Yeah, spring's around the fucking corner. But you got a computer now too, so like, we were talking about like we can Skype. I mean, we have USB mics and shit because that's how we've ran things. We've ran things so unprofessionally, and I know we've brought it up like once or twice or a dozen times. But, like, we've ran shit so unprofessionally for the past 3 years as far as how we actually do the podcast. We've had people come on the show, and we're like, okay, we can't do it at my house because I have this end table that we've been recording over for 3 years, right?
Yeah.
We got this end table.
If we were ever famous, this would get eBayed at some point.
Dude, right. Yeah, no shit. Like, no, like, all the hits of...
Oh, started right here, this little table, everybody. Start the bidding off of $5.
So we've been using these USB mics that plug directly into a computer, and that's not the way you're supposed to do it. And then I get, like, I've had Mario... Like, Timmy's Mario Brother headphones. These aren't even my headphones. I'm such a cheapskate. These aren't even my headphones. These are Evan's. They've been Evan's for years. We got him new headphones, and he was like, Dad, you can just use those. Like, they're fucking all...
Oh, they're good, though.
I mean, they're...
No, I'm like, This is just the t-shirt.
It just looks ripped up.
It's Right Said Fred style, but you're still all meaty under here. You're good. There's nothing that's ruining the actual cord.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, okay. All right. You're good. We'll say I'm good.
It just looks like if you were hanging from something, you're going to die. Yeah. It's unraveling.
But now we're getting all super pro, bro.
Again.
So we'll be able to record from a distance because I can just use the USB mic to plug into my Skype. And then you plug in a USB mic. And then we're both USB micing. And it's like, hey, what's up? And then I got this
we Skyped before.
E-reader. Yeah, we've Skyped before. It worked.
With Mr. Finfrock.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was so funny when Finner froze.
He froze. Frozen Finner.
Yeah.
And you were like, what the fuck?
What
is happening right now?
What's happening?
What the fuck is wrong with my equipment?
Oh my god. Because I don't know. Like, I've gotten compliments before about the production on the show, and it kind of makes me giggle because I'm like, I've been faking it this whole fucking time.
You work hard on the production.
I work hard.
I know you do.
I do work hard. It's really more time consuming than anything. And
Well, that's what I was going to say. You put in hours.
Yeah. A lot of times I look at it like working out. Like, it's kind of like working out to me because it's something that I know I need to do I'm like, oh, I got to work on the show. I got to do the edit. I got to make time, some hours in the day. But, like, also, I kind of just want to play some Tetris 99 on the Switch. You know, I want to play Tetris against 98 people for the next 3 hours because I work hard and I do a lot of things and I need a break. But sometimes I have to, like, hype myself up to edit the podcast. But once I get into it, I'm just like, nothing can faze me. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be, I need to put this little cut in there. I need to end this bit here.
And I'm the same way with days.
And then afterwards, I feel great. Like, when I put it out, I'm like, yeah! I feel like I'm flexing in the mirror. That's what it's like. It's like, ah, the episode's out! And then it'll be like, nobody listened to it. And I'm like,
but I still look good and I know it!
You know what? It's my art. No, stand by it. It's fucking dope. That's
how I am, dude. I'm the same way with every day, though. Like, I wake up and I have to, like, motivate myself just to get to the day. But once I get my feet on the ground and get moving,
right,
and I'm actually in the day.
Yeah.
Then I'm there.
You're good. You're absolutely good.
This tastes delicious.
So this is the first time with us using the new recorder. But like I said earlier, it's we're using like the clip-on mic and we're just testing things out. So the next episode should sound way better. But this episode shouldn't suck. Even though we talked earlier, I put out a couple shitty ones, you know. Put out a couple shitty sounding episodes. I'm not afraid to do it, so I'm just saying.
Again, I can only remember like one or two quote unquote shitty sounding episodes.
Yeah.
And again, the one sounded like we were in a goddamn coffee can.
Yeah.
And I get that you fucking worked very hard to get it to that point because it sounded worse even worse before. Doesn't take away from the fact it still sounded like we were in a coffee can. But it's like, how many episodes have we done?
Shit, we're at like 94.
That's nothing. We've done nothing.
That's 94 hours at least of fucking content. Ugh. That's crazy.
Right, my relatives get to go listen to this shit. Like, in 20 years.
We have more. I know, right? Oh, Evan's got a girlfriend, and I'm like, fuck.
Like, my nephews are going to be like, your great great uncle back in the year 2019.
One of these days, like, Paige's principal is going to call me and be like, so we were listening to what you said back in 2018 when you're like, hey, Megadeth sucks. And I don't like the way you speak about Dave Mustaine.
Or Aaron Lewis.
Or Aaron Lewis. That was great.
Is he drunk? Is he drunk? Because he's fat.
Yeah.
He's kind of drunk fat.
Like beer drunk.
He looks like he's got the beer gut. Mm-hmm. Like he's been drinking and shit.
Right.
So is he... For sure. Somebody said the other day that we already got one Wes Scantlin. We don't need two.
Right. And Wes is getting better, by the way. Congratulations. I heard
he wrote a new album. They're going to put another fucking album out. And I guarantee there's going to be a number one hit on that album. That dude has written so many fucking hits. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Dude, when Puddle of Mud fucking played, Wes Scantlin played The Outpost when I was there. It was like every song he played, it was on the fucking radio. Do you know what I mean? Like every fucking, like 11 fucking songs, I'm sitting there going, how many do they have?
Right.
Like there's fucking, there's plaques all over this dude's house. There's no way there's not. They've written so many fucking songs.
Yeah.
So many songs. My friend Nicole was a huge Puddle of Mud fan. I used to make fun of her for it.
Mm-hmm. Of course you would.
By the numbers? Right. It's a Nickelback situation where the masses are correct, apparently.
Yeah.
This dude's fucking writing hits.
Well, She Fucking Hates Me. Didn't he rip? He ripped off Suicidal Tendencies. I Saw Your Mommy.
So is Aaron Lewis doing a country thing?
So Aaron Lewis is probably doing a country thing.
He was in Oklahoma City when it happened.
Yeah.
Who goes there?
And Garth Brooks, he's from there.
So if you go to a place like Oklahoma, wouldn't you expect the crowd to be drunk and just kind of talking?
A little bit. You would. But he was, he was upset about whatever. Well, there was the deal in Texas, right? He got off the stage because it was a bunch of Latino people speaking, and he goes, he's like, this is America, we speak English. He did that. Like, he did the oldest guy, like, right. No, my country, I'm sorry, Mexicanos.
He did the old white guy thing, even though he looks like a middle-aged Mexican dude.
Right. And he's doing that. Like, I think he's, I don't know what he's trying to do. I think he's just trying to brand himself in the far right cowboy, because there's not enough of that in rock and roll and the shit, according to him or whatever. But like, no, he got pissy because people
were talking
during his show.
Apparently, he asked him like 3 times to shut the fuck up. Right?
Will you guys please shut the fuck up?
Will you guys please be quiet? I'm trying to do my thing.
There's a wrestler in WWE named Elias that has the same gimmick where he's just like, I'm gonna play you a song, and he starts playing and be like, shut up. Everybody shut up. And then they get louder. And it's like he's just working some wrestling heel gimmick or some shit. But more important, Grant, I wrote a comment on Facebook and I felt like a fucking famous person I don't get that much traction on things on social media, right? I'm not a popular person. I don't put up a picture, be like, here's me being a cool dad, and it's like 900 likes. That's never happened in my life. But
you haven't got 900 likes.
Never.
I don't even
have 900 friends. I don't even have 900 friends on Facebook. So that would never happen anyway.
Yeah.
So I posted the comment about Aaron Lewis where it said something along the lines of, understandable, I once left an Aaron Lewis show because I had to hear him. It was like within 2 minutes, I had like 40 fucking likes or some shit. And I was just like, I put the phone down, went on with my day. And then later on, like 3 hours later, I grabbed my phone, checked my phone. And it was like, you have 1 million notifications. You are the funniest guy
in the world.
You are now popular.
You are the funniest dude right now on Facebook. And people are commenting, Grant. They're just commenting on it like, hey, man, you should win an award or some shit like that. Like, best thing I read all day. And it's like all this nice stuff. And then there was the occasional people that are just like, I fucking hate you.
Right. Fucking. Yeah, 942 likes.
That's a lot of likes, guys.
Comment of the year. It's only March.
Oh.
I don't need to read any more comments because this one was so great.
Why, thank you.
That one really cracked me up.
Oh, you are.
Trophy with the best post.
Uh-huh.
Is that Terminator? Somebody with a Gatling gun, a machine gun.
Yeah,
with lights coming out of it. Yeah, Schwarzenegger. Yeah. And then there's that one English dude that does the singing in the car with people. That guy.
Yeah.
He set out like a Golden Globes for you.
Oh.
Boom!
I won an award. I won another trophy.
Even covered his mouth. Like, you were so good. I can't believe it. Wow.
He liked that comment so much.
So much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. It's because of you that I
Jim Pericotti says, it's been a while since I heard that joke still funny.
It's been a while.
That's how you
see. Yeah, right.
It's been a while.
That guy, he was like, hey, I liked your joke. I'm doing a joke on top of your joke.
I'm going to piggyback your joke.
Here's the joke. I hope I make you laugh. I should laugh emoji him, but like I'm too big for that right now with my
stardom. Don't let him know you know him.
Yeah, I gotta like pretend like they. Like, oh,
did somebody say something about me? Daniel Houston left a that was savage.
Ooh.
GIF with Macho Man Randy Savage.
It's like
on
he
it.
Knows.
It's like he knows you.
It's like he knows me.
It's crazy.
Man after crazy. My heart.
Aaron Lewis takes himself too seriously. Of course he does.
That's a good statement. I mean, you used my thread to get it, but whatever.
Yeah,
you could have put that randomly anywhere in the comment board, but you're playing off the big man's thread.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, everybody pretty much loved your comment there.
Yeah, yeah. They really did. There's not one
guy said trolls are weak, Eagle. I don't Eric know Eagle, trolls are weak.
Is he talking about them or is he talking about me?
I think he was talking about them, right?
He's like,
these trolls
he's like,
are weak.
Hey, Eagle, funny man.
Yeah, you're funny.
Don't even worry about it, dude.
Trolls are
don't let them get to you. This is the internet, man. It can be fucked up. It's a dangerous place.
Hey, ward your feelings.
It'll really get you.
But somebody did, I think they took it the other way.
Okay.
Because Craig replied to that guy and said, sounds to me like Aaron is weak since he can't seem to even finish a show.
He's like, hey
are you talking about Eric Eagle?
Because my boy.
I'm going to let you know something.
That boy made me laugh today. He made me fucking laugh today.
You made 900 plus people laugh today.
Dude, I got...
That's a win in any column.
I got 29 heart emojis, bro. 29 people fucking loved it.
477 ha-has.
Dude, over half of the response, people laughing.
Yeah, 477 of those.
Dude, 434 likes and two wows. I got two wows. Two people were like,
wow,
what the?
That was amazing. Best stroke I've ever heard.
Dude, I gave somebody a stroke with that one, for sure. Yeah!
I remember when me and Bobby Clark were like huge fucking Stain fans back in the day.
Yeah.
Like Stain's first album when it came out.
With Mud Shovel.
Yeah. We love that album, dude. We roll around listening to that fucking album all the time.
They were pioneers. Shit. They were pioneers of the new metal scene. Like they were. No, they totally were.
No.
Like, they weren't the originals, but they're in, like, the first 10 bands that got signed.
They got put on by Limp Bizkit, who got put on by Korn.
Right, exactly.
They are third down. They are third generation new
metal. Well, it's not a generation. They came, like, a year after those bands broke. After Korn broke,
but when
Deftones immediately broke, and Limp Bizkit then broke, and then Stained.
Deftones, I think, was, like, same time that Korn was doing their thing, but they just weren't associated with each other. They were, like, two totally different things.
I mean, my first concert ever was Deftones and Korn opening for Ozzy. It was them two together in 96, 97.
Okay.
And so... So they were, boys then, and they did on Korn's second record, they did the track together. Like, they were established as friends, but they were also established as dudes that had, like, weird spiky hair, wore Adidas tracksuits, eyebrow
like
ring,
Russian gangsters.
You had to have the eyebrow ring, and, like, they presented a style. Like, they brought a new style, because that wasn't Pantera. You never saw Dimebag Darrell running on stage wearing an Adidas tracksuit.
Cut off camo shorts.
Cut off camo. Like, concert t-shirt. Urban, what I'm wearing now, basically,
right.
I'm very new metal looking. I got baggy fucking black shorts right now.
You'd be more new metal if you had like chains hanging off of them.
I've never gone that far. Well, no, I did. I tried it once. I tried it.
I didn't have the multi chains. I had a chain wallet.
Okay.
And I always had that bitch. But I if we ever got into bar fights and shit, I would fucking wrap the chain around my hand.
Oh, shit.
So, ha.
Ah. Do you ever go see Stained with Bobby Clark?
No, I seen Stained one time, and it was with my friend Christy Robinson. What's the name of the band she sings for? It's like a blues kind of band. Can't remember the name of it now. And I think Jen Wyant was there. But either way, we all go up. It was Godsmack, Stained, and Cold.
Cold? Wow.
Right.
Terrible.
They were awful live.
Oh, like, can imagine.
That was a bad show. But I was there. I wanted to see Stain. So I went and seen Stain, you know. And so once I got there, I was like, well, I can't have, like, seats. I don't want seats. I want floor seats because I want to be down there, you know. So, and this is, I've told you this story before. So Stain was awesome. And then Godsmack played. And the energy in the room was fucking great. Everybody was fucking, you know, having a great time,
right,
or whatever. So then Sully pulled the whole Phil Anselmo thing and did the, I don't want to see anybody standing around.
Oh,
I
want
to see this whole room go crazy and count three and side to side and front to back. And
don't be a fucking pussy.
Boom.
That was,
so that was, it was literally, it was almost Phil's speech to a T, right? So when he went into the speech, I already knew what was happening.
You're like, I've seen this before.
And I'm like, oh yeah, we do this. So then I just turned around and faced everybody behind me because those are the people that don't participate.
Mm.
And now you have to participate.
Dude.
And you're going to meet me. So song broke. I start skipping through the crowd, elbowing everybody on the way. And it was one of the fucking funnest times I ever had.
Dude.
And this is when I came upon the five chicks with like blonde hair, and they were just headbanging with each other, and I stiff armed all of them.
Oh, shit.
And just kept skipping, because they would have never dated me in high school. Fuck them.
Right. I went to the Roar Tour. Do you remember the band Sponge?
Oh yeah.
They had When I Wake Up and Dream I'm Made Up, that song. Like,
I'm sure I know that song.
This song,
I know who Sponge is though.
Sponge had like their big hit or whatever. They were at the Roar Tour. I went because I wanted to see Bloodhound Gang. And
I was there at that show. High five.
Iggy fucking Pop, bro.
It was crazy because even then he looked old, but he was still ripped.
Dude,
he doesn't look any older now than he did at that show. Like, he looks the exact same age now than he did that show. And this is the show that I always say that it was one of the craziest shows I've ever been to, because I had seen Pantera and Slayer and all these other fucking heavy ass bands, and I've never seen so many people ripping seats out of the concrete and throwing them as I did for the fucking Bloodhound Gang.
Dude, I'm so glad.
I'm standing up on my seat with this giant fucking smile on my face. Nikki Miller. Nikki Miller's a really good tattoo artist. She lives out in California now, has for like 15 years. But we went to that show together, and I just got this huge smile on my face, and I'm looking at her, I'm like, this is the craziest shit ever. Like, these are fucking, like, 15-year-old kids that are doing this shit to the Bloodhound Gang, dude.
Yeah.
It was great. It was one of the best shows.
Bloodhound Gang was awesome. I did not rip shit up during the Bloodhound Gang. But yet, somehow, some way, this band Sponge, who I still can't name any other song. I don't even remember the name of the big hit song. But it's the one where it's like, say a prayer for me.
Oh, yeah, that
one. Say a prayer for me. I remember being out in the field.
Was it for that song?
It was for that song. That opening, like, whatever fucking the guitar.
You were like, oh, that's my shit.
And I'm talking to my dude and his girlfriend, and I just, like, stop, and I, like, look down at the stage. I hear this opening guitar lick, and I'm like, I'll be right back. And they're just like, what are you doing? And I start walking, and you see this security guy just looking at me like, no. Because he's like 20 feet back away from where I'm at. I'm right at the gate, and I'm doing the, like, I'm about to leap over this bitch. He's like, no. Don't. And I look at him, and I nod, yes. And I fucking jumped this gate and ran straight down the fucking aisle while, like, this dude is just like, you know, when I wake, goes on dream, and I'm just charging. And the security is a fucking poor young woman.
It's like some girl trying to see a free concert every now and then.
She sees this fucking, like, 16-year-old just like
250 pound 16-year-old.
Just, like, running down with spiky orange hair and an eyebrow ring, like, I'm jumping it, I'm jumping it.
And she's like, nah. And
she just stepped out of the, off to the side. She's like, you're fucking going. And I jump and I start crowd surfing.
Like instantly? Onto the That's pit. The greatest instantly. Like, entrance.
Like, I get, and people are, and start carrying me up towards the front. And I get dropped off, like, politely right in the middle of the fucking pit, like, halfway through this song. Like, and I was like, this is, you know, it's weird to think that that is possibly the most metal moment I've ever had in my concert going career.
In my head, it looks great.
It was even better in real life.
I bet it was.
It was surreal when I look back on it. And it's like, that is... Because that band is nothing but 90s. Like, they're nothing but 90s sounding, you know?
Heather, I think, listens to Sponge.
Okay. Well, I have a connection with the band. I have a spiritual connection. Stay up, pray for me. Stay up, pray for me.
Stay up, pray for me. I'm very bad as
I used to. I used to go crazy. I think, like, the craziest pits that I would go in were... probably like Gwar and Misfits, and I got to see them together quite a bit. But, like, I love the old Misfits song, even though it would be Michael Graves singing the Misfits song. Like, it's still fucking Hybrid Moments or Where Eagles Dare that I'm hearing, right?
Right.
So I'm just like, it's fucking Misfits. And I would go crazy probably for every fucking song, like, just spiritually encapsulated by it, but something, you know, like,
yeah.
Gwar was the same. Like, they would play certain songs, like Salamanizer or something. It was like, there was no question that I was just gonna be. I was like, I'm gonna hurt somebody. I don't really give a shit. I'm going to have this moment with this band or whatever the fuck. But, like, it cracks me up that there's been shows that I've gone to because I've seen plenty of Pat. I've admitted to seeing Marcy Playground, dude. Like, I've seen plenty of bad bands before that I just enjoyed the fuck out of.
I bounced around in an Everclear pit. Yeah. Because my brother wanted me to go to this Everclear show with him up at Nautica.
Yeah.
So I go with my brother to Everclear. Everybody's literally jumping, like, up and down, kind of bouncing off of each other, and I'm, like, shoving people. You know what I mean?
Ah! Oh, man.
So I was a terror, and then my brother gets in there, and he's, like, bouncing around with everybody else and got a fucking tooth knocked out of his face.
Oh, man.
So I never let him live it down. And we don't talk anymore. I don't talk to my brother anymore. But when we did talk, all the way up until we stopped talking, I would fuck with him about that. Like, you know, just remember, you're so metal that you lost your fucking tooth in an Everclear show.
I am still living with your...
Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Pull your big penis out, chew some fruit stripe gum. The taste will make you come. You're kicking ass, nothing to lose. Ladies, also all the dudes. Fruit strap gum. If you don't chew it, you're a piece of shit. Yes.
Excited about the new Motley Crue movie coming out?
I seen the guys that are playing the crew, and then I heard that when they were filming it and shit, that it was hard for them to get out of character afterwards. And they kind of got into that rock star mode, and they felt that ego was hard to get rid of. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
How, dude? How are you so method that fucking you can't get rid of the ego that has never existed in your life ever? You've never done any of those things.
Never.
You don't have a giant dick, and you're not flipping upside down on a drum set banging like 30 chicks a night. I don't know how good that movie's gonna be. I can tell you that I watched Bohemian Rhapsody. Did you see that?
No.
That movie is fucking gold, dude.
Is it?
That's a great movie.
I believe
that
it.
That is a great movie.
I believe.
And the way that they shot the Live Aid concert, right? It is so fucking spot on, it's ridiculous. Like, it's fucking really, really good. That movie's great. I'm a Queen fan, though, dude. I love Queen.
The Queen's great. Who doesn't like Queen?
A lot of people.
Is that true?
Yes. I'm a Rush fan. I like Rush. Who doesn't like Rush? A lot of people.
I feel like it's more pretentious to hate Rush than it is to actually like Rush. And people will be like, oh, it's just this pretentious fucking fight my night. Like, people, they fucking hate it. But dude, I'm like, I feel like you're being, like, a bigger pretentious music snob by being like, fuck them. Fuck that trio of Canadians that make beautiful songs.
Then it goes in for boom, boom, boom.
I've seen Rush live. They were great live.
I never got to see them live, and they'll never do it again, so.
Oh, you're going to hate me. I'm going to the Blossom. I just spent a ridiculous amount of money on
that. I'm not going to hate you for going to Blossom. You going to Blossom?
But get this. I'm taking my parents. Me and Jesse are double dating with my stepdad and my mom.
The Eagles.
Yeah. Well, the Millers. My stepdad. The Millers.
No, I meant the band.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to the Eagles. We're not going to the Eagles.
That's funny how that worked out.
I don't like the Eagles.
What?
I don't like the Eagles. I hate that band, actually.
You hate the Eagles?
Yeah, man. I do.
Don Fry?
I like James Gang and shit. Or, you know. And
James Gang was awesome.
James Gang was cool. Like, but I think the Eagles blow dick. It's like a Michael Bolton situation from Office Space where he doesn't like Michael Bolton, but his name is Michael Bolton. And the fact that my family is called the Eagles and people go, oh, you guys most obviously like the Eagles.
And you're like, I fucking hate that band.
Fucking hate that, like, that ass clown, that fucking jackass. Don't like that band. Don't like them. So we're not going to see the Eagles.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
We do got some pretty sick seats to go see Heart.
Oh, that would be dope. Those fucking ladies. And Joan Jett. Oh, that's my girl, dude. I would love to see that show. Joan Jett is fucking rock and roll.
Dude, the epitome of it. She's punk rock. She's everything.
That is that chick is fucking straight rock and roll. Man, I'm jealous of that one. I can't go.
Fucking Heart, man.
I can't go. I would rather see Joan Jett than Heart, but I would be cool to see Heart live, yeah, too, because those ladies can fucking sing their asses off. But, you know, and I don't want to see Joan Jett from the lawn, and I'm not going to pay enough money to fucking see her up close, and that fucking stage is too high anyways. If I can fucking see Joan Jett at, like, the Agora, I'm there.
Right.
I'm fucking there.
I'm getting old. I was thinking about starting like a book club, but it'd be a music club. Like, you know how people are...
I don't even know how those work.
I want to do... You remember when you were younger
and you would... Columbia House?
Well, that too. No, but like you would be younger and what would you do with your friends? When you spend time with your friends, right?
Like play Nintendo.
Right?
Or play like sports.
Right? But did you listen to music with your friends?
Oh, yeah.
You would listen to...
After I started doing drugs, though.
You would listen to albums? You ever just listen to albums? Full-on albums where you're just, like, really just taking that shit in. It's you and your dudes, and you're just feeding each other new music and just embracing that time. The older we get, when was the last time you sat down with one of your dudes and just listened to an album?
I got time for that.
Dude, who does?
I got no time for that.
See, at work, in the kitchen, I work with some younger cats.
You got a little time for that.
And we just share music with each other for hours. Like, that's
what's awesome. And that's a place that you can do that. You know what I mean?
And it's like, and it does. I think it's bonded a lot of us together. Like, I think we're better friends. Because of the experience of, like, I get to introduce Mike Patton to, you know, some...
Well, yeah, which I think is you would tell me that, and, like, apparently they think he's, like, God now.
They loved it.
Yeah.
And I was so happy that, like, I legit came home and I was like, I played Mike Patton, like, telling Jessica.
I introduced this great thing to these people's lives.
And they liked it. And again, I'm like, hopefully that'll be, like...
Oh, that's a fucking serious downer if you introduce somebody to Mike Patton and they don't like it. Because then you have, like, all kinds of reservations in your head of who they are as a human being. Like, how do you not... It's like somebody that doesn't like a dog.
It's like, are you a simulation?
You see this dog sitting here, right? You might want to pet it. I'm not really into dogs. What kind of person are you?
It's like, dude, Dead Cross, Mr. Bungle, Faith No More, Tomahawk. Peeping Tom, Mondo Cane, or whatever the fuck it's called, that crazy Italian opera jazz shit. He does, like, operatic jazz shit in Italy. There's, like, two-hour shows.
It's beautiful.
It's man.
It's beautiful.
Ipecac Records.
And he did Brujeria, too, right?
No.
He was on a Brujeria album.
Was he?
I'm almost positive he was on a Brujeria
album. I mean, it's possible. He does all... I know he was on a Dillinger record. He did a four-song album with Dillinger Escape Plan, including them covering Aphex Twin's Come to Daddy. Like, they did it as a band. They took that fucking crazy electronica, like...
Yeah.
And they made it... They did it with real drums and...
I mean, if you're gonna do that with somebody, though... That song's crazy.
But yeah, I want to do like a music club where, like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, man, I just want to like have people come over and be like, hey, let's just listen to albums together. But like, people my age don't do that at all. Like, even if I were to introduce that idea to any of my friends, they'd be like, like Trip maybe would do it. Trip's like my one friend that would come over and listen to something. Like, I'd be like, I want to listen to Future Left with somebody and make sure that it's good. Trip would be that guy. I'd be like, yeah, this is fucking great. Let's listen to it. But
so it'd be like a cigar club.
Yeah.
Where people get together and smoke like cigars and
most,
talk.
Most dudes I know that are like really into albums that want to share albums, like they DJ. Like that's what they do. They go and DJ. Like they're just like, I'm down at the fucking, you know, I'm down at Tonics. Or they just play music, I guess. But like a lot of them DJ. And so that's how they share their love of music.
Right.
And like, yeah, I mean, up in Highland Square, like they have that, like, it's like every night. Like fucking Mario, the guy who owns Zubs, my fucking boss. Like, he's always just like, I'm spinning records down at Thursday. Just listen to what I listen to. Listen to what I'm into. It's indie as fuck.
Right.
You know, and people talk about it. They're like, oh, fucking Mario killed it that Saturday. It was all fucking indie shit. A lot of Morrissey or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't know what Mario's into.
God, please don't spin Morrissey.
I don't know what he's into, man. I think he likes Morrissey. He would like Morrissey. But he's like also a guy who's like probably hip to like Jello Biafra and fucking Ministry. Be like, I've listened to the Lard record. I know about Alternative Tentacles. I'm hip. Yeah, he probably.
Someone to see that the plants are watered. Someone to make sure the place is clean. Someone to make sure dinner is waiting. Someone to call for theater tickets. Someone to make up those cheap excuses. What we need.
Maybe I'll go DJ. I'd be a terrible DJ.
How many people are going to get together and listen to the same album together and talk about it? You know what I mean? Like, how many people are you going to get to take an hour and a half, 2 hours out of their week to sit down and listen to an album that they might not enjoy?
You have no idea, like, how much I just want to share music with people and be like, what'd you think? Did you like it? Like, that, because that's ultimately like what you're doing when you're sharing the music anyway. Like, so many times,
do you like what I like? Do you like what I like?
Do you like what
do you hear what I hear?
I mean, essentially, that's kind of like,
you hear what I hear.
It's kind of like, you know, when I mean, we play music on this show,
right?
And so, like, that's kind of like what we're doing because we don't, you know, we tend not to play garbage. Maybe we played one or two garbage songs before, but like, not anymore. I mean, season 3 is gonna have zero garbage. Maybe we did a favor.
We can't take all the garbage away, dude. Like, we're doing good enough with some garbage in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's not clean it up all the way.
All right.
Leave it a little dirty.
Maybe we'll put some garbage in there.
You know? Just rub a banana peel on the counter. A little garbage.
You know what I worry about with musicians that I like? When they send me their stuff and I'm like, oh, are they going to clean tone sing the fuck out of this? Is this about to be a Stone Sour song? Is it going to be something that's like, this is really heartfelt to me and I really want you to hear my feelings and stuff? Like, I'm always worried that they're going to play me in like a fucking, you know, extreme song. Like the band Extreme, not the actual Extreme.
Yeah.
I'm more than words. This shit. Fuck this shit.
No!
That you love me. Cause I already
knew. You need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm like really concerned that they're gonna be like, hey, can you play that? You wanna play that? Cause then I'm gonna be like, oh, you get what we are, right? You
get what the show is. You do know what the show is, right?
You know what we do, right?
You know what the show is.
I, like, most people I know, like, a lot of times it's, like, man, I have, like, a crazy collection of music over the past few months, really.
From people sending you stuff?
Yeah, people sending me shit. And, like, I gladly listen to everything. Like, gladly listen to everything. Like, I may have, in the past day or two, listened to, like, you know, a lot of just, like, demo type shit from a Wally Howell and from a Corey Bing and
nice. Really I seen Corey the other day.
Yeah, dude, I got to hear some. Maybe I got to hear some Maggot Breath. Maybe I liked it a lot. New project coming out.
It's Fistula without Buddy.
Yeah. Well, and like, there's no Dan.
No Dan. Is that was it's Fistula without Buddy and
it's,
Dan?
It's Bob and Corey.
It's Bob and Corey. It's basically old Fistula.
Yeah.
Well, it's Fistula. Look, Bob and Corey's Fistula.
Right.
Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Bob and Corey's Fistula.
Yeah, they're like Buzz and Dale Crover from the Melvins. Like, those two dudes are always in the Melvins.
But then they'll have other
everybody ones. Else is just
yeah, yeah. Constantly. Like, Buddy's always going to... Buddy's, like, their permanent fixture now.
Right.
And shit, like, they're not going to... Like, so they still might go through drummers at some point. Right. But
I know their last drummer is the drummer for Maggot Breath.
Yes.
That does the vocal display of Pantera. What's his name? Why can't I remember?
It's Kenny something.
Kenny Easterly.
Yeah. That dude's fucking solid.
He's a beast, man.
Yeah.
I saw some of his shit with
Crushes. Good shit.
Absolute brutal shit. But, like, but most of the time... People will send me stuff. Since I know the people, like, I know what they're sending me is going to probably be good. And I think they know that I know that.
People, yeah.
Yeah, like, Wally's not going to send me something be like, he wants something
what was
completely
the stuff
like,
was it the Wally and Elise?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I'm special.
I love that those two make wonderful music together.
Oh, man, they seem
literally.
Awesome.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. they're a married couple.
Dude.
Who fucking literally make music together.
Yeah.
I love it.
It
doesn't happen often.
They're super fucking awesome. I've had the thought before where I was just like, man, like, if we had like a whole podcast like network or we had our own radio, like, I would give them a show. They should do a podcast. Them two together, I'd listen to that shit.
Yeah, so would I.
I would listen to that shit all day.
So would I.
I'd plug it all the time. I'd quit podcasting and just let them do it. I'd be like, fuck it. You guys want my new gear?
They're the Sonny and Cher of metal.
Yeah, they're really good. Actually, guys, don't start one because that might hurt us. Or would it make more to make like podcasting about like
making Are we still bigger. On a network?
Yeah. I don't think they kicked us off.
Sean didn't kick us off, did he?
He might have. I don't know. I haven't heard from Sean in forever. He never hits me up. It's not. He never. The guy that runs Lousy Weather Media, like, he never calls me. He's never like. He never hits me up. Like, hey, bro. Like, you want to come over and listen to this album with me? He never does that. He's never. He never wants to have a music club with me or anything. But like, we both know we like metal and we both like some of the same things. I like wrestling and laughing. I like wrestling and laughing too, Sean.
Yeah, and rapping.
Like, I've been on his show.
Like, you're a rapper now, and Eagle's been a rapper for years. And
I can point you, you know, and be like, I can tell you what words rhyme, you know? If I'd be like...
Chair in there.
You could play something for me, and if I hear two words that don't rhyme when they should, I'd be like, hey, those didn't rhyme, you know?
Table and basketball.
Right. You sit under the learning tree from an OG nerdcore rapper who rap like this when he raps.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
well, hi.
Space Invaders.
Hey, guys. You guys really enjoy the Atari? You guys want to hear a song about it?
Computer games, am I right?
A rapidy do and a nibbity does and a bump. Scooby doo. Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo Sega Genesis.
It can help you out, son. But Sean never hits me up. He's never like, hey, man, when's the Kabob podcast? What's going on? Like,
I think because he knows that we do this.
Yeah.
He knows that we go periods of not putting out podcasts.
Right.
He knows that. So I don't think he's too worried about it anymore.
Right.
He knows.
True.
Kind of knows the routine.
I'm kind of like scared that I'm going to try to put this episode up and then it's going to be like,
we're going to be blocked.
You're going to be blocked. I've been blocked for a month.
I promise you, I'll go to your house, Sean.
I know where you live.
I will immediately go to your house. If Eagle tries to upload our show and we cannot upload it because we've been kicked off the fucking network, we're coming to your home.
Yeah.
Literally know where you live. We've been there.
We're Lousy Weather family, motherfucker.
We're coming to your house.
Come to your fucking house. We bleed for this shit. I didn't get the back tattoo of the Lousy
that's not
Weather
a, that's
media
not a,
logo.
That's not a threat either. Like, I'll bring Arby's.
There's nothing.
I'll bring sandwiches.
Yeah, but yeah, we're still on the network, I think. He's not told me otherwise. He might
it's a great network to be on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm proud to be there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But yeah, Elise and Molly, you know what? Fuck it. Go ahead and get your own podcast, guys.
No!
Get your own podcast.
No!
Get your own podcast. And then, you know, you guys blowing up will, like, make people more interested in hearing podcasts about music all the time. Except, like, they're probably way smarter about music than we are. Like, we're just like, ah, fuck this guy in the face. And, like, you know, they're like, actually, the history of this fucking metal band that you've never heard of before, I obtain all of the information right here in my brain.
Yeah, sometimes, like, when I'm talking to them, they'll start, like,
just geeking
with the information, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there like, I'm retarded. I had no knowledge of what you're speaking about right now.
Are they about to make love right now? Are they about to have sex? Is this foreplay for them? What is going on? They are amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely listen to their show, though.
I would.
That'd be good.
Would. They have all the vinyls and stuff. The vinyl. It's not vinyls. It's vinyl.
Anytime I go, that's all they, you know, there's no CDs getting played.
Oh, man.
It's vinyl.
They're fucking cool as fuck. I want to be cool.
You're cool.
I'm cool in my own way.
You're cool. I'm a glorified doorman.
You're glorified, though.
I'm not that cool. Nobody really likes me. Oh, you mentioned clean toasting. I was going to say, because I learned the opposite term for that.
What is that?
The fry singing.
It's called fry singing?
It's called fry singing.
Who told you that?
That's the fry sound.
Who told you that?
The fucking vocal coach. Vocal coaches on YouTube call it a fry sound. That's that fry sound. Clean tone singing, fry sound. There's terms for these that vocal coaches use. So it's not just us making shit up.
Fry sound.
That Devin Townsend video.
Yeah.
That,
the vocal coach girl she geeked out on. It was adorable.
Yes.
That was adorable.
It was awesome. She was totally fucking floored.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, it's Devin Townsend.
Now, my sister-in-law, it's my stepbrother's wife, Nikki, is a vocal coach. So I tagged her in that. Mm-hmm. And she kind of made the inquisitive face emoji. Like, I'm interested. But, you know, she thinks metal is shit.
Right.
Nikki does.
She's wrong.
I know.
She's wrong.
I know. And she thinks that, like, People Are Us are, like, you know, trash.
Well, she's not wrong about that.
She's a nice girl. It's not that she's not nice. She's nice. But she's also not nice. But she's nice. She's super nice.
Right.
Right?
She thinks...
She was just raised in an area that was very affluent.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So she doesn't really understand the other side of the track so much.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? I look very abrasive. Even though I'm very sweet.
You're a teddy bear.
Giant ball of cotton bear. Candy on the inside.
Big old teddy
bear.
Big old teddy.
Not an asshole at all.
Just a sweetheart. All the time.
All the time.
Never a bad word to say about anybody. Just minds his own. He does his own thing.
I talk about everybody.
She's the big old sweetheart. Real quick, I want to talk about another thing in the old school, the early 2000s, the band All Out. Do you remember the band All Out?
I do, yeah.
All Out was two dudes.
One of the coolest drummers ever.
Yeah, I remember his name. It was Dan Herman.
Right.
I had a friend named Dave Herman, very easy to remember. Two first names. Dan Herman. And he was this very Henry Rollins influenced. Like, he loved Henry Rollins. I spoke with him because I told him that he looked like Henry Rollins. He had a Henry Rollins haircut and a Henry Rollins physique.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, like, he was jacked.
Always playing with his fucking shirt off and shit, just sweaty as fuck.
Yeah, and he had, as Brandon from the band Feds, we'll call it, a Britney Spears headset.
Yes.
Microphone, because he was also the singer of this two-piece band. It was him and a guitar player. And
Bobby Brown headset.
I wish I could remember the guitar player's name. But, both dudes, like, they look like they, like, I think Dan was, like, a nurse and, like, a personal trainer or some shit, right? Like, he worked in something like that, and I think the guitar player may have worked in, like, the construction, and he was, like, I'm higher up. And so these are two dudes that had money to spend on a hobby, right?
Right.
Like, we spend money on gear and shit.
You do.
I spend some money on gear, right? For the hobby. But, like, they would spend a ridiculous amount of money on things like merch. And, like, I mean, they would studio time. Like, they did everything to the nines. Like, their gear was, like, 100%, like, the top of the line, new, whatever the fuck. And they made, like, this metal that is, how would you categorize it's just nothing but metal, right? Like, it's just...
They were just a metal band.
They were a metal band singing songs about metal. Like, legit, just singing songs like, smashing everything in the heavy metal woods. And that's like, I think I just nailed an impression of Dan Herman, by the way. That was amazing when I heard it back in the headset right there. Smash it! Yeah, oh my god, I'm Dan Herman.
I'm exactly like him.
I will. What should I say? Give me something to say as Dan Herman.
Tip your bartender. He said that point.
Tip your bartender!
I remember that.
Yeah.
And then the Bionic Men?
But yeah, I mean, I remember those guys from the club back in the day.
And like...
The Planet of the Voodoo. Also one of Buddy Peel's favorite bands.
Yeah?
Yeah. All Out was cool, man.
All Out was just...
We always liked those guys.
Cool dudes. Like, I had a... They gave me a shirt. They gave me a CD. Like, I... But just the first time I met them, Joel's like, you got to meet these dudes. They're the nicest dudes. They're the nicest guys in the world. And they genuinely look like nice guys, too. Like, they don't... Like, Dan was never scary looking, except when he was singing. Because that's when it was like, what the fuck is going on? Because he's just, like, just hitting the snare, like, I'm singing the song, fuck you. Working hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yeah, let's work on getting these guys back together.
Dude, let's work on getting them back together. But they were the nicest dudes. Nobody would ever talk, like, people that didn't know them, when you would see them live, the first time I ever saw them live, like, the whole time I was, like, just scratching my head. I was legit scratching my head because it was a two-piece band where the drummer's singing with the headset. You don't see anything like that locally, right? Like, especially locally, or in general.
Right.
In general. Like, what the fuck is this? Where's the rest of the band? Drummer's like, fill it in, you know? I got this!
Their shit sounded big and full, and it was fucking... It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good metal.
Yeah. And they were solid motherfucking human beings. Like, super nice. Like, they legit would, like, give fans things. Like, they would make sure to have free stickers.
I don't remember the guitar player so much, and I wish I did. But I remember Herman always having a smile on his face and being very cordial.
Always super nice. Sweethearts of guys.
I kind of remember... Did he have, like, an older Ludwig kit? Because I feel like he had, like, the bigger, bulkier kind of fucking...
I'm going to have to ask Joel. Joel was a fanboy. Joel was the drummer in my band. And he was
Joel
biggest
Haynes.
All-out fucking fan you'll ever meet. Like, he loved that fucking band. So, yeah. So, a quick shout-out. Just a shout-out to All Out. There should be more bands like All Out. Be nice, guys.
Dan Herman, man. Like, I haven't even heard... Yeah, I haven't talked about you guys. I haven't fucking... In years. I mean, it's been years, man.
I wonder where they're at. I bet they're still just kicking ass, building cars or some shit.
Doing something.
Hiking mountains, climbing mountains.
Being men.
Just doing manly fucking shit.
They're man. Like killing stuff, I bet.
Probably. For like a good cause. There may be a difference between me and you. Our difference is not that my color is blue. You look at my shirt and assume what I do. You think you know everything I am up to. Think you know it all, but you don't have a clue. I wonder how different you'd act if you knew. Freak. You know, also speaking of the past, did you see the trailer for the V-Rock movie coming out?
I haven't seen the trailer for it.
It's a brief trailer. It looks awesome. I mean, come on, man. It's going to be neat. Talking about the concert that never was, the Spring Mosh 99.
I mean, we weren't interviewed, so whatever.
Yeah, they didn't... They didn't interview us. Probably
you didn't come to the source.
Probably
you didn't come to the lifeblood of the...
Probably because we have nothing to do with it.
Well, they still have a music scene. Of course we didn't.
We went to shows.
We were there. We were there.
Why didn't you guys interview us? We're a podcast.
We were the energy, dude.
We talk about V-Rock all the time.
We were there.
I would like to talk to some of those people and get them on this show. So if anybody is affiliated with the V-Rock documentary coming out that wants to be on a podcast, hit us up, man. We'd like to desk stories
we're
about
gonna, we're V-Rock. Gonna have guests and stuff this year.
Yeah. I mean, V-Rock was super, super influential. We've talked about, we've legit talked about him a dozen times on this podcast about how much. I don't
know who Acid Bath is without V-Rock.
Dude, Clutch. Fucking, like, there's so much. They introduced so much to our young minds. That we become.
It was a, you know, they were. It was a nightly with V-Rock. It was a, you know, we always listened to V-Rock. Mm-hmm. It was part of our home, and us as friends.
Fucking hanging coat hanger, metal coat hangers together, tying them together to make an antenna to hang
just,
up.
Like, just to get it.
Stick it in my roof. Stick literally jab it in my roof because I had like the tile roof.
Yeah,
and yeah, and then I would. But I'm interested. Hopefully we get some more information about it coming out. Like I said, if anybody knows anybody, we want to hear about what it was like to be V-Rock. That was cool.
We want to talk about V-Rock. That would be sweet.
We want to talk about it. I definitely want to see the movie, though. Absolutely.
When's that supposed to come out? And where's it coming out at? What's it like?
It should be coming out this spring, right? Because it's going to be the 20th anniversary of the Spring Mosh.
So are they releasing it on DVD? Is it a digital thing?
I don't know. We need to find out more information, because I only saw the trailer from Hate Theory's page, and I was like, oh, shit.
You know, I'm sure we could probably just call, like, one of the guys from Hate Theory and be like, hey, can you give us the phone number for one of the dudes from V-Rock? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, here it is. And I can fucking just...
I do have Jeff Fall's number now.
I haven't memorized it.
Not to brag, but we're friendly. Stop hitting me up. It's probably more people being like, you're fucking hilarious. What was that? You're super hilarious on Facebook again, dude. Just wanted to thank you again for that stand comment. Like, seriously, I was about to pull the trigger, but now I'm not going to because I read that comment. And
I was like, life isn't so bad. Life isn't so bad.
And then I send him an anger emoji.
Should have done it, you fuck.
Kill yourself, kid.
I can't joke about suicide anymore, dude.
I can. I want to end off with State of Conviction, a band that I have been looking for their album for damn near 22 years, maybe?
Two decades.
I told you earlier, I almost went to Cleveland to get a burnt copy, and the kid wanted me to pay for it. He wanted me to give him $5 because the CDs cost money to buy.
So this dude's trying to make money off of...
He's like, I have State of Conviction on CD.
$5.
Because at that point, State of Conviction wasn't a band. They were no longer playing shows. But it's a band that consists of people like Craig Martini, one of the greatest bass players that's ever come out of the fucking city of Cleveland. This is pure Cleveland history that we're talking about when we talk about State of Conviction. State of Conviction is ultimately, it's unified culture, which was Jason Pops and J-Man from Mushroomhead. His funk like.
And regardless of what you think about Mushroomhead, whatever, that shit out the window, we're talking about Popsin.
He's like, drop from the top, let the motherfucker stop. Yeah.
Cleveland.
State of Conviction was like this mix between like Integrity and Dwid. Dwid's on a couple of the tracks on it. It's this just hardcore metal sounding awesomeness. You heard one song today, and you were like, that's Cleveland.
That's what Cleveland sounds like.
That's what Cleveland sounds like.
That's what I said. Like, I was sitting there listening to it, and it was almost immediately, like, it wasn't just, you know, positive, like, the because the bass line, you know, kicks in, and
yeah,
song starts, and it's just, that felt like home. And look, we're not from Cleveland.
No. You know, we've spent a lot of time there, damn it.
It's Cleveland.
Yeah.
But that sound... That band, like, that's Cleveland to me. That's what Cleveland metal is.
Yeah.
That speaks Cleveland to me.
Just the...
That's what
just,
it feels like.
Just the... There's a weird style. Like a weird... It's like Cleveland has its own groove, if that makes any sense.
It does, because, you know...
And like, I know people that... From Akron or whatnot, that have tried to replicate that as well. I mean, like, people like Gravy. You know, you look at fucking... Dave Felton, right? Like, that dude's style. And he's one of the first people around that I can think of that was doing really, really cool shit on a 7-string at that time in the 90s. Like, so it just had, like, this lower fucking tone to it. And it was just heavy and crunchy and fucking groovy. There's, like, almost a gallop. Just going to use other words to describe it, other adjectives to describe it, because I'm a moron. But, no, there's a... there's just something really awesome about this fucking band, and I finally got to hear the album in its entirety for the first, because I never got to hear it in its entirety.
Right.
Like, anytime there was a State of Conviction, anything, it's just kind of skipped me. And, like, they've done, like, the occasional fucking reunion from time to time. They're coming with Integrity to the Fantasy here in April or May or something like that. Maybe I'll go. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a distance.
Yeah, you're not going to go. You've waited 20 years to get this fucking CD.
I've waited 20 years to get this CD.
To get a CD. Yeah. You're not going to go to the show.
Well, I mean, it's a Saturday. I do work Saturdays, man. It's kind of...
So when is it, though?
I don't know.
In, like, May sometime?
I don't know.
That's, like, months away.
It might be in April.
You could probably take that off.
I might be wrong.
Hey, Micah.
No. Oh, no, Michael. No, it's a Saturday. You won't take mine. No.
Come on. You won't wait. Seriously.
Seriously.
What?
Yeah. He'd be like, fuck you, dude.
Bro, I'm catfishing. I'm catching catfish.
I got a drink and catfish.
I'm like eating carp.
I got a drink and catfish.
I'm such a fucking fisherman.
But yeah, State of Conviction is coming with Integrity to the Fantasy here soon. The next show, the beginning of season 3, because we're doing one next week, right? Like, are you down to do one this weekend?
Yes.
You got a shot? Next show will be the official season 3 kicker with new microphones and whatever. Something newer. We're gonna have some cool shit, and we'll have details on when the show's coming, because I'm not pulling it up on Google. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna pull up the date on Google.
I'll do it.
No, don't.
What?
Well, fuck them.
What?
Fuck them. Fuck whoever's listening. You Google it, listener. Fuck you. You know what? We gotta do all the work.
Yeah, you do that.
Why do we gotta do all the work?
Do
for
a little
you? You find out when the fucking show is and go.
You do a little something.
State of Conviction is just purely fucking awesome, and I want to invite you guys to my music club right now and listen to this song. Listen to this song with me from State of Conviction on our music club, and we'll be back next week with season 3, kicking off 3 years, dude.
How much does your music club cost? Is it monthly?
Man, dude.
Yearly?
I don't know. Can we do monthly, like, through the Patreon? We'll do a Patreon page.
Okay.
And it'd be $5 a month.
$9.99.
We'll have a music club where you can force me to listen to whatever music you want me to listen to.
And then we'll give you opinions.
And I'll record opinions, and I'll give you special, we'll put up side podcasts of the bullshit that you make me listen to.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Whatever shitty fucking metal band you're into, or whatever fucking dumbass punk band that you like.
Make whatever trap house bullshit you're listening to.
And the more money, every dollar, it'll be like an extra. I'll listen to another fucking album. Like, you guys just take up all my fucking time. And then I will, in turn, give you guys amazing music, because my taste is the best. And when it comes to music, and I will give you stuff that you've never heard of, because I'm way more underground. So you know what? I'm gonna see if anybody's interested in a Keeping It 99 music club.
$5 a month. You send us crappy music.
Yeah. We'll listen to it.
And we'll give you honest opinions.
Up to 2 hours worth of crappy music for $5.
Yeah. And we'll give you honest opinions of how crappy.
And we'll record these opinions.
Your music
on special episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be like your own way of being personalized into our show.
Yeah. And you know
we'll try
what?
To include our listeners.
You know
this
what?
This is for you, people.
You have Skype?
Just give us $5.
You have Skype? We could do this 3-way over Skype. And we could have you on the show to discuss your shitty fucking music that you were like, hey, this band's awesome. I think you'd really like them. And I'd be like, oh my God, you fucking hate me.
I would usually say that 3-ways kind of just muck everything up. But if you guys want to do a 3-way with the music...
If you have to pay extra, though. You can't just give us $5 and we just fucking Skype with you. Come on, dude. Do you see 942 likes on the fucking Metal Injection Facebook page? That's me. Okay? I ain't got time.
Awards that were being given out on that fucking thread?
Dude, seriously.
Golden Globes.
All the fake awards.
Golden Globes.
Given in gift form. Come on, man.
Funniest joke of the year, and it's only March.
Dude, somebody said that, and I agree. That was... It was pretty
I don't funny. Have to read any other comments because this one is the one.
Yeah. So, I'd say $20. Give us $20. We'll have a whole fucking hour-long conversation about your fucking shitty music that you wanted us to listen to.
I'll tell you what, for $5, you send us the music,
yeah.
2 hours worth, we'll give you opinions. For $20, We'll call you at home.
Yeah. And for free, we're going to play you some State of Conviction right now.
Boom.
So until then.
This is the end of season two.
End of season two. Bye-bye, season two.
Going into season three.
We're really going into season three.
We will see you then.
Well, next week, bitches. My name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Peace. Oh.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
We'll pull your big boobies out. Chew some fruit stripe gum. The taste will make you come. Make it happen. Get your kicks. You'll be banging all the fellas, also all the chicks. Fruit strap gum. If you don't chew it, you're a piece of shit.
A Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.